Okay, so let's talk a little bit about health and safety. And, you know, this is another area where I don't see a whole lot of change coming anytime soon. You know, we've got reopening the workplace or expanding what's already open at this point in time. And we're definitely seeing, hey, right now with the Biden administration, they want OSHA to be more active in, you know, looking at how we're going to make some changes and whether your workplace is going to go hybrid, where people are there part of the time and are home part of the time, or your workplace, you know, their client's workplace wants to bring everybody back full time. I think everyone is sort of struggling with, okay, well, how do we do this? And how do we stay to where we have a safe workplace? The CDC guidance is changing regularly. And OSHA's gotten told by the Biden administration to get tougher and to make to do more inspections. And they're issuing, you know, guidance regularly now. And we're expecting more guidance from them on what they're going to do about workplaces. So it's just sort of a constant issue for employers. So, you know, a lot of people are tending to put together a workplace task force. And a big part of having a workplace task force is communicating with employees that, hey, our workplace is a safe workplace. You know, we have someone who is in charge of, you know, reading all these different guidances and figuring out what we need to do for our workplace. And then we're going to communicate with you about that, whether we require masks for people who've been vaccinated, whether we require everyone to be 6 feet apart, whether you're going to see, you know, signs on the carpet in our workplace, whether you're going to go on alternate days or not alternate days. And I mean, the biggest thing that they're going to have to tell employees is just expect change, read what we send you, because we're going to just keep you informed. And that's often like the best way to, you know, to help employees understand what they're going to do next. Because, you know, we've gotten tons of information. Do you need to sanitize and disinfect? Well, it's, you know, you can get COVID-19 from surfaces. No, you can't. And then everyone wants a cleaner workplace. So it's a constant issue. And so employers are, you know, having to take on a lot of roles right now. And so having that task force will really help, and having some kind of preparedness and response plan, so everyone knows who to go to, what to do if you've got a case, who to ask about wearing a mask, how many people can meet together if you're meeting in person, can you have visitors? Can you have vendors come to your workplace? I mean, the number of questions is endless, as I'm sure we all know, because we've all been fielding those questions for some time now. And unfortunately, the responses just keep changing. And so having a group of people who are developing the answers and are communicating about them, I think is the most helpful way of handling it. And that's how most employers are doing it. And I just wanted to put up here for you the latest OSHA guidance. It's easy to find on their website, and there's a new national emphasis program that was posted in March. And like I said, they're expected to provide additional guidance, you know, sometime in the next month or so for employers. So stay tuned for that as well. And then just looking at some employment, you know, employer places of the future. I thought I would show you like a couple of pictures from like the Googleplex of the future. This is what Google is doing in Palo Alto. They have like outdoor spaces, you know, that's not necessarily going to work in the summer in Texas, but you know, they're trying to make sure that employees feel comfortable in the workplace, right? And in the campfire meeting room concept on the right, you can see that they're trying to involve employees who are remote or, you know, who have not been vaccinated so that they feel like they're a part of the meeting space as well. And there's lots of people who are innovating. The picture on the right is of a hot desk. And so it's not any specific person's desk, but it's like you would go in and be assigned to that desk on a day that you come into the office. They don't have conference rooms. They, you know, you would have Zoom rooms. Their employers are trying with screens at coffee bars or cafe tables so that remote employees or people who are, you know, staying home on a particular day can actually have coffee with in-person employees or can have lunch with in-person employees. Employers are experimenting with making office environments almost completely hands-free. They're looking at experimenting with occupancy tracking and room sensors that can actually tell like how many people have come into a conference room and if it's too many people. You're seeing landlords increasing and tracking how much outside air is being pumped into office buildings. You're seeing upgrades to filtration systems. And of course, you know, people are concerned about data. It's all being anonymized. So these are some of the innovations that are going on right now. And so keep an eye out for it. I mean, these are all, you know, suggestions on ways to get people comfortable with being back in the office when that time comes.